Welcome to the Trucking Nation podcast, brought to you by TruckLogix.com, where you can manage your entire trucking business in one place for less than $5 a month. That's less than a combo meal, people. And TruckLogix is the most convenient and affordable way to manage dispatches, track your income and expenses, schedule maintenance, send invoices, and so much more. Be sure to check it out at TruckLogix.com and start your free trial today. All right, let's start the show. I have missed you so very much. If you didn't notice, you might have. You've been following along with my previous episodes. Kind of been away for a minute. Just had a little break. You know, I had to see the friends and the family, do a little sightseeing. 2 weeks is still too long, though. I've missed you guys so much. And I think I'm starting to understand why y'all like talking into CB radio so much. It's not that fact. It's just the whole fact you get talking to a microphone. It's just fun. It's those little things in life, they just make me happy. But okay, I digress. If you don't know, you will know now. My name is Misty Noel, and I am your Trucking Nation podcast hostess. And I have a great episode for you today, as I always do. I have lots of stuff to talk about. I mean, there is tons of stuff going on in the trucking industry, especially for the new year. And Happy New Year, everybody. I can't believe it's 2015 already. I swear to goodness, just the other day, it was Halloween. I was getting ready. I was doing faces. You know what I mean? But just time flies so much faster as I get older, and I just don't like it. I don't like it one bit, and it needs to stop right now. So if you know how, let me know. Comment on the Truck Logix Facebook page and let me know how to stop time for a minute. If you got one of the magical little machines, you know, or a flux capacitor. Whatever. If you know where I can get one, let me know. But for today's episode, we're going to kind of discuss the HOS restart relief. I know it's been big news for a while now, but it's just some news that I want to talk about. It's something a little bit more positive. There's a lot of just kind of crazy stuff circulating in the news right now. So that's some positive things we're going to talk about. Also, some technology things that are going on. And there's this publication called the Truckload Authority. It's put out by Truckload Carriers Association. And I picked this up. It was on the table in the office the other day. And I picked it up and I was reading through it. And there are a couple of really great articles that we'll go over today. So if you don't have it, if you're not able to get one, get your hands on one, I'm going to talk to you about two of what I think are some really important articles from the publication or magazine or what have you. I'm just trying to use big words today. And then we're going to kind of like change things up a bit this week because I have certain problems in life and I found other people have them too, especially when it comes with anxiety and dealing with stress. And I've always looked up hacks and stuff online, but I found that a lot of those hacks and ways to deal with stress and anxiety or an anxiety disorder or depression or seasonal depression or what have you, a lot of stuff online isn't really catered to how a trucker would need it. Because when it comes to trucking, your job, you're out and about, there's certain things that you just, like, they just don't work well for you. So I've kind of switched things up a bit, and I've put together a couple of lists. I love a good list of just some de-stress hacks. We're going to talk a little bit about dealing with anxiety as a trucker on the road, because it's completely different than what you actually would think. I might kind of throw in a little bit of stuff about how to deal with depression on the road. It all ties in together. You know how it goes. And then, of course, we're going to talk about some resolutions, some New Year's resolutions, focusing mainly on health. We might have little funny things in there, but I'm really focused on health this year. So I'm just hoping that you are too, and maybe we can get focused and be all healthy together this year. 2015 is going to be my year, and it's going to be your year too. So, all right, let's get started. Let's talk about some New Year's resolutions. I mean, I know it happened a few days ago, but New Year's resolutions are always just kind of an iffy subject with people. Sometimes they believe in them, sometimes they don't. But I think that if you do want to stick to a New Year's resolution or you do want to make a life change, it kind of helps to know a little bit about the history. Your wonderful hostess did some extensive research into New Year's resolutions because, you know, I got time for that. And I found some actually pretty interesting things. I had to go around to a lot of places because I don't really trust Wikipedia because, you know, people can actually change that stuff. So I went digging and I found a couple of books and I love a book. I love a good book. And so I went digging in the library and I went around the internet and I found just way too much information, but I condensed it down to a little bit. What I got now, like in my research, I found the common origin of New Year's resolution, like the whole tradition of, you know, making a resolution to better something, yourself, whatever, began in pre-Christian times with the Babylonians. Then, and this was like, if you think about it, this was right before the Romans kind of took over everything as they did. But when the Romans took over, they kind of adopted the New Year's tradition and changed it around a bit from how the Babylonians did it because, you know, Roman gods were completely different. They adopted the tradition, and at first they would make resolutions basically to, you know, be kinder to each other and, I don't know, keep the city cleaner, things that weren't really, they weren't fully about themselves as they are now, or they're not self-improving, and like just that's how they started out. Just, oh, I want to be kinder to my neighbor. And then it's just kind of evolved to where we are today, where it's more of like a self-improvement, kind of to rally yourself up for the new year. You know, knowing that, maybe you'll start thinking, you know, this has been a tradition that's not just made up recently from the health people or the health industry. Some people actually thought that. I spoke with some lady somewhere and she's like, oh, all them health crazy nuts made it up so that they can make all the money in the new year, get people signed up for memberships. But New Year's resolution, the whole tradition of doing this has gone on for thousands of years. So it's nothing new. And, you know, every new year, some people make losing weight and getting healthy is always the main one. And I think in the trucking industry, health is a big issue, and it's going to be a big issue for a very long time until people, even when people see a difference, it's still going to be a huge issue. I think health is just a big issue in our country in general, even comparatively to the rest of the world. Our portion sizes, the way we eat, how we use food to comfort ourselves sometimes. I mean, it's all looked at differently. Like, we're different. So how you have to think about food now when you want to be healthy, what I always thought is I had to do the experiments for myself. I had, you know, food from certain fast food industries. Like, if you have that food and you don't eat it and you leave it sitting out or you leave it somewhere, if you haven't noticed, it doesn't mold. It doesn't decompose. It looks exactly the same. And once I really saw that, it kind of freaked me out. And then, of course, you know, I did way too much research and now fast food really kind of freaks me out. I'm very picky if I do have to stop at a fast food restaurant about what I get, where I go. I know like a lot of ingredients and things in food, and I'm telling you, some of that stuff, it tastes delicious. And I'll tell people, it's like, I'll try it, but don't tell me what's in it. And I mean, it's hard to give up some of that stuff that's just so delicious, but I had to just stop going and start cooking for myself, and then I start really enjoying it. And so that's always a good way to really keep yourself on track. Cook for yourself. Think about bright colors too. The more colorful your food, like your brain, your body's already programmed to really like healthy food. So that's not the big issue. It's just making it look like really appealing to kind of compensate for the over processed, over seasoned food that we all come accustomed to in fast food. I mean, if you think most of it's full of salt and seasonings, that's what you're really liking. So if you have just a bowl of fruit or something healthy with a lot of colors in it, your body, you're automatically going to want that more. And you got to think of which foods fill you up more, and so that's what you want to have. So lately, for the past few days, I always think of vegetables, a protein. I'm still eating meat. There was a time like I just quit eating meat there for a little bit, but I've worked it back into my diet. So it's basically just chicken and turkey. I'm not big on red meat right now. So that's always a good way. I mean, there's a billion and one ways you can eat chicken, like spicing it up. I go for a lot of the salt-free seasonings. It'll really help you out if you cut out some of that salt. Think about when you're preparing your meals, you want bright, colorful, and just you want to eat the right amounts of certain things. I promise you that just because it doesn't look like a lot, you're going to get full. So of course, if you ever looked at stuff, they always tell you about like portion sizes and things. And I always just could never remember the whole cups. And so I would remember the size of your palm is about a portion. And usually I'll double it up for certain things. Not so much rice, but like quinoa. And then I always will eat lots of vegetables whenever I make them. And then like a chicken breast. So just simple things like that. I believe in just a few simple ingredients make the best meals. And I am putting together a bunch of recipes for truckers, you guys, to make on the road that are going to be healthy and easy to make and really won't require much cleanup, because that's really important. I have a couple of them out now that you can actually kind of tweak a bit to fit you, to fit whatever you want to eat. They're online. They're just one pot dishes. They include everything, even a dessert, and it's usually enough to feed two people, plus to have plenty for leftovers the next few days to maybe be your lunch or something on the road. But okay, so yeah, if you want to keep your New Year's resolutions, just you've really got to start thinking what's going to be better. Think short term, not long term. When it comes to this, like, if just think about maybe skipping a fast food or a restaurant meal or something like that. Like, think of skipping one of those once a day and then do it twice a day, and then maybe get off to the point where you don't do it at all. You just cook at home or in your cab. There's a couple of truckers actually on YouTube that have, there's this one guy, I think he's from Canada, I believe, and he just has some great cooking videos, and he'll just crack you up too. He'll move the camera around a bit, but it's just funny. But he cooks some really good stuff. I've tried a couple of his dishes. I can't remember his name. Save my life right now. Total blonde moment. But he has some really great stuff. So just, you can go on YouTube and just cook like cooking in a truck or big rig cooking or something, and it'll all pop up for you and you'll be able to find it. Some other healthy things with New Year's resolution, and this is going to tie in with a whole bunch of stuff, is exercising. There is a wonderful website called healthytrucker.net. If you haven't been there, you should go. They have like a million and one videos of how to work out, either in your cab, around your cab, using your cab, resistance bands, how to put it in places to get some working out done, how to better your motion, like everything. I've tried a couple of them out, you know, just to give it a go, because I'm not gonna tell y'all to go somewhere where I don't at least give it a try too. But that's healthytrucker.net. And this is gonna tie in with some other stuff, because at least a little bit of exercise every day, seriously, just gonna make your whole world better. And it can be simple things. It can just be a walk, maybe. Or just at least stretching every morning is really gonna help you out. Stretching is really important. No matter what you do, even though your job is sitting for the most part, is still good. You gotta stretch your back out, because everything kind of compresses during the day, and that's when you'll get that really bad lower back pain. When everything at the end of the day, because your spinal cord is just compressed down, you gotta stretch it all back out, and you gotta work out, because that's gonna help with de-stress, anxiety. It'll definitely help with depression, even if it's like a nasty day outside. Just some type of exercise or movement will make you feel better. Even if it's for a couple of minutes, that couple of minutes when you're done working out, you're just going to feel just so much better about yourself, and you're going to want to do it again over and over and over again. Just remember not to overexert yourself, because that's a quick pass to giving up. So You always just want to do like small bits. Only do it what you can handle. But don't give up too quickly. Just push yourself a little bit. But, you know, don't go too far to where you're just going to be like, I'm never doing that again. Like if you ever tried like one of those Tybo tapes like for the first time and I haven't worked out a long time, that'll make you quit your resolutions real fast. But all right, now we've gotten through some history resolutions, some health resolutions, some menus, some all that mess. Well, it's not mess. It's very important. But we've got some other things to go on to. I've been kind of following the HOS restart relief stuff. Just because, I mean, this is big. This is really big for the trucking industry. And I actually went to the American Trucking Association's page to read some stuff on it. Just to get, like, I understood it, but I need something a little bit better. And when I was reading through, I noticed they wrote this, but they didn't make it very prominent. Is they have right now is, like, essentially this law eliminates temporarily the new restrictions of the use of the 34-hour restart, namely the 1 to 5 a.m. provision and the 168-hour rule. Now, when I first read this, I didn't catch it that easily. It didn't come up, but I did notice it said temporarily. So right now, everything's good. And then I thought, like, well, what does temporarily mean? So I dug a little bit deeper, and on the fmcsa.dot.gov website, they actually have it listed. And I love how if you go under the regulations tab on the website, like over the rule, they just have this big red suspended, like over it. It's just, I think it's just kind of funny. It's like they're really proud, like suspended. But I read down in it, and it did say, I found out that it's going to be coming up again. I believe it says it's going to be coming back up for review, I think, in September. So this is just going to be something to really follow through to see what's going to happen. By then, you never know what kind of changes they'll make. I think it's really good. I know, like, I want to know what y'all think about it. Are y'all excited? You can comment on the Truck Logics Facebook page. I'm working on getting some Truckin' Nation social media, but I'll just send y'all over there because it's where everything's going on anyway, and that's where the party's at, right? But just let me know your thoughts on the hours of service, like the HOS. I know we have a couple of posts on there about it, but just let me know what you think. Are you happy? Do you want it to stay? Do you want them to make any other changes? I know the American Trucking Association, they're looking into it more to see what else can be done. So this is going to be a good story to follow for the next few months, see what's going to happen with it and see if they're going to make any other changes. Okay, moving on. There's some new technology stuff going around. And I know with the whole, the HOS restart relief, the ELD, a lot of those are being updated. So make sure and contact your service provider to see what software updates need to be done for that. But other than that, if you haven't noticed, there's a huge technology revolution actually going on in the trucking industry right now. I mean, there's all those new ELD systems, as you know, plus new safety systems that are being incorporated into trucks and other systems that you can buy to have on your truck, and the rising popularity of video data. This such controversial topic is video cameras in the cab. But we're going to get to that in just a second. I want to tell you about this real quick before we get there. There's some future predictions. Now, this is all coming from an article in that magazine I was telling you about, the Truckload Authority. There's an article in there about the whole technology revolution and just some input from different CEOs about just what's going on with technology. But I didn't really want to talk about that too much. But they're saying, or they're predicting, by 2020 that most trucks will have sensors for pretty much everything. I mean, everything, to measure everything, to see how far you've gone, know how cold it is. The sensors will know it all. And they will be connected, continuously connected, to either your mobile device or with your company through a Wi-Fi network that will stay, I guess, with you on the truck wherever you go. Everybody, either you'll be able to know exactly when your brakes need to be changed, if the tire's running low, if there's anything going on with your truck something's a little hot, something's running too cold, something's not filled. Like, they're really predicting. I mean, and more of the sensor technology is coming out. If you paid attention to especially a lot of the concept trucks that these manufacturers have been putting out, I mean, they have sensors for everything. So that's kind of a neat idea to think about. It's like how it'll be an advantage and then maybe how it won't. Because some people are like, what if a sensor breaks and then something, because that can always happen. I mean, machines do fail from time to time. So that's always something I hope that the developers in this technology keep in mind. So hopefully there's like a backup if something does happen or an alert that'll go off. But I'm going to be looking into more of that and kind of bringing you some more stuff probably next week on that. Now, the video data. This is something that's really been booming. I mean, it's not recent. Of course, you've had you guys have had dash cams in your trucks for long times, right? But now they're just becoming more easily accessible for everybody to have and to have one in your truck. And I think an outward-facing cam is really great. That way, if there is a wreck or something, or if there's any issue, you can always check the camera to see what happened. But where the controversy is actually coming in is forward-facing cameras, which are actually on the driver. And for, like, if you're an owner-operator, I could see where this would be a little bit, like, if a company requires this to monitor you, I can see where this would be a bit controversial because, I mean, that's basically your home. So you're having to let people actually watch you in your home or in work all the time, especially driving. Like, it's that whole Big Brother experience. I can see where that would actually make you feel a little uneasy. First, I mean, you never know who's watching. And then, like, it's like you're always being reviewed and somebody can always bring up a tape and talk to you about something. And that's always strange. But also, like, but then there's that other, if it's working for a company and they own the truck, they can have forward-facing cams, you know, on the driver. And most drivers really wouldn't feel too indifferent about that because, I mean, it's not their truck. But I've been seeing around online about how drivers are, some companies are wanting to start driver-facing cameras in when it's not a company truck. And I'm just not sure about that. I can see a lot of pros and cons, or what if you just want to monitor yourself, or maybe if it's for a study, I could see where that could go in a good way, maybe to just track like driving habits, patterns, how you actually work, you know, when you're driving, where are you looking, you know, stuff like that. But I mean, it's just, I don't know where it's going to go in the future, of course. I don't have that type of capability, but I do want to see like what you guys think about this, maybe, you know, online. I'll be searching around for more information because, I mean, this is going to be a very hot topic, I feel, in the next coming months, is video data, and especially how that video data is going to be used, either to benefit the trucking industry and hopefully put a more positive spin on it because it's getting better. They say that more people are viewing the trucking industry more positively year after year, and it's gone up this year, of course. I'm just interested to see where this video data revolution thing is going, where video data is not just used for wrecks anymore. It's actually going to be used to kind of see what drivers do. So either just let me know on the Truck Logic's Facebook page or Twitter or wherever it is, or if you just want to post it, I'll find it. Trust me, I have some extra time coming up. Now we got through all that, and hopefully you're not too heated about the video camera and about to yell at me. Like, who knows what's going to happen with it? We'll wait and see. But I wanted to kind of go through, there was another article in the same magazine called 10 Things We Learned About Trucking in 2014. And it had some pretty interesting things in it. It was 10 things, but there was a couple, especially with the natural gas, the using natural gas model trucks, Volvo stepping back from that for a second to see what's going to happen. Of course, gas prices lowering, always a big issue. They're still going down, so we have plenty of room to celebrate. Little dance break, woohoo! I know I'm super excited. I drive a big old SUV, but I only work a couple blocks away. And then there's, of course, stuff about technology and things like that. But what I saw that was really super important was number four, title of this, no lie, say no to cracks. I love a good catchy title. This actually made me kind of pay attention. And then I did some more research and found this is a big hot topic kind of all over the place, is the condition of our country's roads and how some of them just aren't that great. There's a lot of potholes. I know you guys run into this all the time. And so I was kind of looking into, I was reading like the little excerpt and it says, you know, so a politician walks into a bar and nothing happens. I shouldn't laugh at that. That's not really that funny. But it says, trucking hasn't been amused by this punchline, especially when it comes to infrastructure funding. Will Congressman Big Pants have to lose his Mercedes in a pothole before somebody does something? You know, they're saying, looking ahead, if we want to continue to lead the world, we are going to need modern highways and railroads, first-rate tunnels and bridges, and efficient power networks and water systems. This is kind of a hot topic coming up, so I'm interested to see where this goes in government. So I'll probably be reporting on that one later on too. I know just where I live in the South, and you know, there's a lot of country back roads and they are a hot mess. I mean, there's giant potholes and they come in and you know, those parking, they fill them up. And then a couple months later, all that fill is out, you know, and they're a giant pothole again. So I've always wondered just the cost that it goes into repaving a road and keeping up, like how many years does it happen? I haven't researched into this yet, but you know I will. And so maybe I'll come back with some more stuff on that next week. But I'm telling you, this whole like 10 things we learned about trucking, there's tons of stuff in here. And then number one, you know, there was some stuff about those ads that weren't very much appreciated by that certain particular law firm. And then number three is all about like pay raise and how they're wanting to raise pay for truckers, but they're actually just having a hard time finding the best and the brightest truckers for companies. I mean, there's just so much. So if you can get your hands on it, that's the Truckload Authority magazine. You know, I talk about all the time. Trust me, this isn't sponsored. It's just something I found and I picked up and it's really good and I really liked it. But okay, that's enough on that. Now, are you ready to get a little bit personal? Now, I've been noticing just myself and my family, you know, they're truckers too. My grandfather, my uncle, my dad was for a little bit, not too long. Just being in a trucking family, I kind of realized how they have to deal with their own personal situations. It's completely different than how us that don't drive a truck or have to live in that environment all the time deal with. And I mean, I'm talking like anxiety and stress and depression every now and then, you know, it happens, we're human. But I have, let's start out with something a little bit more lightheartening. I have some great de-stress hacks that I had to, because I mean, I searched the internet like I do and through some books and just talking with people about just some ways to help you de-stress. And what they were telling me and what I was finding online just really wouldn't be useful for a trucker. I mean, you gotta think, these are a bunch of American, just hardworking men out there. You can't tell them to smell some essential oils and they'll calm down. They're gonna laugh at you. And who knows what they'll call you at that point. Or you can't tell a trucker, hey man, to de-stress, why don't you just lay back and put this lavender eye mask on your face and you're gonna feel so much better. Light a couple of candles and just relax. Like, come on now. You can't ask a trucker to do that. Now some of y'all might, and I adore you for it because it really does work. But most of you aren't, you know, come on now. So I kind of tied in some really good like short-term things to deal with your stress. Like if you just get fired up real quick and then it goes away, because hopefully this isn't like a continuous thing, or maybe we need to sit down and have a talk. Because you know, there's anger management's a real thing. It can happen. And driving on the road, that road rage will get you. I know some of y'all have probably had it a couple times because some people just can't drive. But now if you're thinking long-term de-stress hacks, let's go through that real quick. Of course, this is what you're going to, you have to do it. There's no way around it. You're going to have to eat healthier, exercise, and then take up something that's going to take your mind away from everything that's happening. A hobby. I'm telling you, yoga is the way to go. Now, you might be giggling at me right now, but if you're going to be alone in your cab, you know, pull up the internet, check it out. There's some easy yoga online videos and stuff just to stretch you out, to calm you. Or if you can just sit there, learn to meditate, that really helps with stress in the long run. If it's like a continuous everyday thing. But if you're talking short term, you are stressed out and you need to get rid of it right this second, like right now. I've always found counting backwards, not forwards. You want to count backwards, because it's usually a little bit harder to count backwards because you're really trying to think of the number that's coming up next, and that's going to take your stress level down a lot. I mean, you can start, like, if you're really stressed out, you can start from a real high number, and I promise you, you'll just feel a little bit calmer the more further down you go. Remember, backwards, not forwards. I mean, you can count forwards, but it's not as effective. And then, now, not just me, I've had other people test this one out, humming a song. Some websites are actually suggesting to hum Happy Birthday and stuff, but I've actually found in my experience in life that humming We Are the Champions, like the chorus to Queen, We Are the Champions, like the way that it's slow, and it usually will always remind you of a really happy place that, where you heard that song. Maybe it was a campfire, maybe you were just watching Mighty Ducks. That song, for some reason, just calms people down. Not just me, I have had people try this. No joke. If you're stressed out right now from listening to me talk and say but so many times, hum We Are the Champions for a few seconds. I'm telling you, you're gonna be a lot calmer. And it really does work. All right, now another one, it's an oldie but goodie, take a walk. I mean, you're driving a big old truck, you could walk around it just one time and you'll feel better. Walk around it twice, you'll feel even better. Walk around it three times, you are stress-free, my friend. Or if you're at a truck stop and maybe it's daylight, walk around the truck stop a couple times. And if you just do this just on a continuous thing, like every single day, walk in the morning, walk at night, you'll automatically see a difference within a few days of just your stress level, like driving on the road. I mean, that it's just a stressful job. So anything and everything you can do, you should be doing. Because if not, oh honey. And then kind of a take a walk goes into another oldie but goodie, find a happy place. Now, you know, earlier when I said, you know, you can't get truckers to lay down, put a lavender mask on, this is another one, because sometimes they're just like, oh, I'm not going to think of some beach somewhere or some Buddhist thing. No. Just wherever makes you happy. Like, I always think, like, I love the beach. The beach makes me happy. So when I'm really stressed out or I'm having an anxiety attack, I close my eyes, I'll take a deep breath, and I'll think about that place. I'll try and envision my feet in the sand. And the more I imagine that I'm there, the faster I de-stress. I'm telling you, it's a great thing. Another one, if you really can't think of a place, if it's one of those like you're thinking too hard about it, think about the mountains. Think about being near a cold stream. You can hear the trickling. You can see the moss growing on the rocks. You see the ferns coming down. Like, you really start to envision it, and you'll just be calm. You'll just be happy. And isn't that all we want in life, is just to be happy? That's all I want. The next de-stress hack is a de-stress ball. And I'm not talking just any ball, because you're truckers. Y'all deal with some serious stress that I could never compare anything in my life to, except for final exams at college. That's some stressful stuff. But I'm telling you, you want to get a stress ball. Mainly try and get, like, you can order these online, like Amazon and stuff. Get the ones where when you squeeze it, like, his eyeballs pop out and his tongue pop, like his whole face looks like it's gonna explode. Because, or just like they have the gooey ones, almost looks like a booger or something. But when you squeeze it, just the whole where the face is like doing something different, that's gonna take your mind off your stress. I know it sounds completely out of this world and just super silly, but it works. Like, if you're squeezing like one of those little de-stress guys and his little eyeballs and stuff pop out, like, tell me you're not gonna feel better in a few seconds, because you're probably envisioning the person that you're mad at, that's what they're doing. So this way, it kind of calms you down, and then eventually you'll get a little giggle out of it. You'll just kind of laugh, like, oh my God, the little things are so entertaining, I'm telling you. So that's another one. And then the next one is argue with yourself. No joke, you might be thinking this isn't gonna work, but if you're really stressed out, argue with yourself. Like, be like, why are you stressed out? Why is that making you mad? And then if you're in your cab, nobody's gonna think you're crazy. They won't hear you, I promise. But this is something that I'll do sometimes, and like, you just have to reason with yourself. It sounds a little far-fetched, I know, but just give it a try. And once you start reasoning, you start realizing this isn't really something to get mad at. This is okay. It's okay. And then at the end of it, you're gonna be like, I'm all right. Always have like a friend, like if you're really, really stressed out, always have like a friend on call that knows, like, whenever this guy calls me, I need to pick up because maybe he's stressed out. Maybe he's not handling something really well. Just talking with someone also really helps. And if you're de-stressed because you're calling customer service and they're not helping you, instead of getting mad at them, because I've worked in customer service and especially customer service with truckers, and some of you poor dears, you just call in, you're so stressed out and you just don't know what to do. And y'all get a little upset, and that, of course, in turn will make us upset. And then, you know, things can get heated. Instead, you know, what I found with some, like when I was talking to people, I'd always ask them, I'd be like, here, why don't we take a moment? You might have actually talked to me on the phone. Be like, why don't we just take a moment, breathe, and let's try and assess the situation. And let's just, like, we're going to have a Dr. Phil session here. It's going to be okay. So but I know not a lot of people be like that. So if you're ever getting frustrated on a customer service call, always just ask for a moment, either ask for a moment to hang up the phone and then call them back. But always say, be like, can I just have a moment and I will call you guys back, or ask them to call you back. I'm serious. It's going to save you. It really, really will. It's like, you really don't want to get, nobody wants to get upset with you on the phone, and you really don't want to get stressed out. We don't want you to get stressed out because you're driving. And so I would always worry if a driver called me stressed out, because I'm worried about you guys because the road's dangerous. So those are just a whole bunch of de-stress hacks. Some of them, they all work. I'm telling you, they all work. They might sound a little funny, but give them a try. I promise you, I speak the truth. Okay, now if de-stressing isn't really your issue, there's some other things that can come up for drivers on the road, and that's dealing with anxiety as a trucker on the road. I know some you guys see some crazy stuff on the road, and that might actually trigger some moments in your life when you just have an anxiety attack, or maybe you have an anxiety disorder. You might not even know about it, because sometimes, like a lot of times, you don't know. I have really, really bad anxiety, and I have to work really hard to keep it under control, mainly because I'm not a big fan of doctors. If you've listened to my past shows, you kind of know, like, I think they're great and all, but I feel that there's some natural remedies that can actually help me than the medication that they want to put me on. That's just never really fun at all. Like, you never want to be tied down by medication, and that it always costs money. I'd rather do it natural first to see if I can. And when it comes to anxiety, especially as a trucker on the road, the ways that they have online, they don't work for you. They don't fit. They always say, you know, it's a lot of that essential oils thing, yoga, meditate, focus, you know, improve yourself, all that kind of stuff. But nothing really helps a trucker. So I had to think down and you know, really look at it. I know for me, certain natural remedies, teas and things. My biggest thing that I learned that sets off my anxiety is caffeine, and I love coffee. I love coffee. I love caffeinated teas. I love it. I couldn't live without it, and I actually had to cut back because I was realizing that was triggering a lot of my anxiety attacks, was just all the caffeine I was consuming in a day. And like, I would have one really bad anxiety attack every couple of days. So I had to like wean myself off of caffeine, and it's really hard because I really love coffee. But I have learned I can have a caffeinated tea, maybe like one, and I'm okay for the day. But I really can't have a lot of caffeine. Caffeine just triggers anxiety like nobody's business. And so if you're having really bad anxiety attacks and you're drinking a lot of coffee, we need to cut it down. that's really going to help you. Another one, of course, there's healthy food. It's going to really help. A lot of that fast food and stuff, just the ingredients in it, the way they just make you feel bad, and that can, like, they actually have stuff in them that will trigger anxiety. I can't pronounce the actual stuff. You know how those ingredient names are. But you can do the research yourself. It's all there online, all over the place. Now, these are just some stuff to prevent it. And of course, there's that whole essential oils. If you do want something to help, instead of buying the oils, there's lotions and stuff with those scents in it that are just, that will help you out during an anxiety attack. It's something really good to put on your hands and just to calm yourself down. But I know, like, if you are a trucker and you're having an anxiety attack on the road, there's really not much you can do, like, in ways of going somewhere to get away from everything. So what I would suggest is, like, because I would get anxiety attacks at work, so I guess it'd be kind of the same, right? But if you're actually driving, of course, you want to pull over. Even if it's just, I mean, it won't be for long. You got to pull over. You just got to stop everything from moving, because, I mean, your surroundings change all the time, and that will actually trigger your anxiety somewhat sometimes. It's just when you're not in one place, you know? But if you're driving, you want to stop, you want to pull over. You just kind of want to turn everything off, like music wise, all of it, and either get out of your truck if you can and just stand outside and just breathe deep, you know, in, out, just focus, and just, you know, you'll just be outside, just breathe in the air, and it'll start to go away. And start thinking about those de-stress hacks. Those will really help. Count backwards from 10, you know, just focus on your breathing. I have to just tell myself over and over again, it's going to be okay. That works for me. It might not work for you. Humming always helps during an anxiety attack. Seriously, humming, we are the champions. It's like the best thing I've ever figured out in my entire life, for all of it, for depression, for everything. But for an anxiety attack, that way it gets your mind kind of focused off of what's going on, and you'll just start to calm down. And you'll be okay. My hands shake really bad during an anxiety attack, so that's when I know when it's starting to go away, is when my hands stop shaking, until the point where they're just not shaking at all. And usually you'll just need a few minutes until you, like, get pulled back together and you can get back out on the road. But usually you want to have a glass of water, big glass of water, some herbal teas that are non-caffeinated. There's tons out there. Simple lemon teas really are great to go. Just the smell, just that, the lemon smell, it will calm you down. If you're not a big fan of hot drinks, that's okay. You can have them cold if you want, but I'm telling you, sodas and everything really aren't the way to go. If you can, cut them out of your life. Just gone. You want to hear something weird about Coke? No, I'm just kidding. I won't say anything bad about Coca-Cola. It is delicious, but it's not good for you. And all of those drinks, they have a lot of caffeine, of course, so that will trigger your anxiety, all of it, and it all ties in with depression. And especially right now, you know, seasonal depression is a big thing. All of that, all the caffeine, the bad food, it all triggers that stuff. And so some of you might be thinking, like, why is this happening to me, and you just don't realize it, but a lot of it goes into the food you eat and what you do. So if you just, you know, and it all ties back in with your New Year's resolutions of getting healthy. If you just, like, try and improve your diet, little bits at a time, that's the best way to go. You always want to do small, you want to make, like, small goals to reach, and little victories lead to big ones, you know. If you try to go too big at one time, then usually you're setting yourself up for failure. So just take everything easy. And when it comes to, you know, now it's the new year, 2015, I'm serious, it's going to be your year. You're going to rock it. It's going to be awesome. And you're going to start eating healthier. You're going to make better decisions, because it's really easy. It really is. And when you make your food look really good, trust me, you're going to crave it more than fast food and everything. Cooking in your cab is just the way to go. Just like I said before, I'm gonna be coming out with a lot more healthy recipes. And don't forget to get over to healthytrucker.net. They have a lot of recipes on there, and plus all the exercises that you can do in, out, and around your truck. And they're really positive. And that's what 2015 is gonna be about. It's just positivity, just spreading around the happiness. I think there's a lot of negativity going on in some place in this world, and I don't want to focus on that because it's going to be positive. Well, I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I kind of had to catch up on a whole bunch, you know? But, you know, I'm coming down to the end of the show, so I have some reminders for you, some big ones, actually. The fourth quarter IFTA deadline is coming up at the end of this month, and it's for your mileage documented from October to December. You can file your complete IFTA form online at expressifta.com, where it's super easy to do it all yourself. And if you got to enter in a lot of information, we even provide a bulk upload feature, so you can do that really quick without having to like meticulously enter in every single little bit. But if you really don't want to do it yourself, there is another wonderful option. And you guys might know, if you've been following along, I mention them all the time, as Truck Services of North America. You can go to their website, tsnamerica.com. It'll all be linked to my blog. Oh yeah, everything will be linked to my blog on trucklogix.com. I'll have it listed in the little description part of the podcast. But Truck Services of North America is a premier processing agency that can take care of all of your IFTA filings, plus everything else you need to remain operable and compliant. I mean, they take care of everything. Their service list is ridiculous. I mean, every single authority, every single trip permit, temporary, whatever, what have you, intrastate, interstate, all of it. It's all there. They do truck taxes. They even have, if you're new to being an owner-operator, they have the most amazing startup packages. They have about 3 or 4 different ones, depending on your needs. So I'm telling you, just check them out, tsnamerica.com, or you can just look up Truck Services North America. All their information will be in my blog and everywhere else. And they're super nice. Everything's done over the phone. So you just like talk to a person who handles all of your work, and they're always super nice and sweet. And I'm telling you, they're the way to go. If you're a trucker and you work too hard not to have someone just take care of all the paperwork for you, give these guys a call and they'll take care of you and make sure everything's good to go and you are ready for 2015. All right, next one coming up. If you're an owner operator, if you got people working for you, if you need to write out some W-2s or 1099s, you can actually have that all done online. You can file with both state and federal filing at expresstaxfilings.com. They're another sponsor for this podcast, and they're just so great. They handle all of your 1099s and W-2 filings that you need to have out to recipients. Plus, they have a couple of other forms. They have all of the correction forms if there's ever a mistake or an error. It only takes a few minutes. You only need a little bit of information to get it done. It's quick, it's easy, and it's secure. And that's always important, right? So be sure to check that out. If you need to have W-2s or 1099s, you know, those have to be out to recipients by the end of this month. Go to expresstaxfilings.com and you'll be able to take care of it all. And I believe that's coming to the end. I want to thank you all so much for listening. I know this was a real long show. I think this is going to be one of my longest shows. But just thank you so much for listening. Hopefully I'm going to have some new guests and stuff coming up in the next few weeks. And I'm super excited to line. There's some people I have in mind. And I'm super excited to get them on here and talk with you guys and share some information about everything. So remember, you get what you give in this world. So try to be kind and enjoy the ride. And I will talk to you guys next week. Remember, I am Miss C. Noel, and this is the Trucking Nation Podcast. You guys have a great week.